Welcome to a new episode with ideas and insights. Find the strategies, tactics, and tools for your success in your initiative, project, and campaign. You are listening to the Ideacast with your host, Tom Wittig.
Hello, and welcome back again to our new podcast episode. Today, I want to talk again about Pinterest, and this brings us pretty much to the close of the mini-series for Pinterest and Pinterest marketing for businesses and brands. In future, I will highlight occasionally a few updates on Pinterest, and today we want to talk about some of the key performance indicators you should check in order to assess if your marketing funnel still works, if your campaigns are still working, and if you achieve the goals you are looking for in Pinterest. Well, first of all, Pinterest has continuously improved the availability of key performance indicators, of metrics, of audience insights, and they're sharing a great wealth of information. And you should really check this out for your campaign planning and your overall presence on Pinterest. I think Pinterest is really becoming an interesting platform, not only from a social or personal media perspective, but also an important marketing and sales channel. And in terms of the KPIs, there are several places where you can find the metrics. The easiest way is if you take a look at your pins, and there you will see some statistics about the impressions that the pin has generated. So that's the reach, how many people have seen it, how many people interacted with it, and so on. The second source is the advertisement report. If you're running advertisement on Pinterest, that gives you a whole lot more metrics about your campaigns, your advertisement groups, your ads, and down to the keyword level as well. The third area I would call out is the audience insight report. And this is also, on one hand, tied to your Pinterest account and the content that you have on Pinterest, but you can also compare to Pinterest users overall. And I think there will be probably more coming in future. I hope that there's more granularity when it comes to find out how the audience looks like, for example, on a country level. When I'm looking at the categories, and I would have to call out five key metrics to look at, I would probably divide them in three distinct categories. One is about reach, of course, so how many people see your content and are exposed to your content. Second is performance metrics. And the third area is about efficiency metrics. And here are five areas where I would focus on. First of all, the impressions or impression share that you have with your content. And there you want to make sure that you also distinguish and break this out by paid impressions and organic impressions. And here I have a small hint. If you want to grow your Pinterest presence over time, I think paid advertisement is a great way to do that. It's actually fairly quick and happens in a very agile fashion. And it also pulls through organic impressions over time. So that's what I see again and again when we're building up Pinterest presence for clients. Second metric about engagement, here I would call out the close-up rate. That's basically the metric that tells you how many people are viewing a larger version, a full screen version of the pin they just discovered. The third area is about performance metrics. And here you may want to look at two metrics. One you will probably know, which is the click-through ratio. That basically tells you how many people have clicked on the link and went to the website that is behind the pin that you are promoting. So the link that is embedded in the pin, for example. Another metric which I have mentioned before and you're probably not so familiar with is the click-to-close-up ratio. And this doesn't come readily out of the report as of now, but you can easily calculate it. So you calculate the clicks divided by the close-ups. And the reason why I like to look at this ratio is it helps to select the winning pins, especially when you're running advertisement campaigns. There's actually a story pin on one of our boards about Pinterest marketing. So you may want to check that out on our Pinterest presence, which is Vitagonia Digital. And that's where we can be found on Pinterest. The fourth area is about a conversion. Conversion basically means that a transaction takes place. And it's, for example, that a sign up or a sale takes place on your website or your e-commerce store, for example. So the conversion rate is the ratio of sales transaction relative to the web visits. And here you may want to check also how the conversion was achieved. For example, which keywords, which audiences, pins, and products have the higher conversion rates. And that helps you better understand how to design the pins and how to design the marketing and click funnel all the way to the transaction. And number five is about efficiency. So here I would like to call out engagement or cost per engagement metrics. So for example, cost per click, which is a good indicator how much you're paying in order for somebody to come to your website. And of course, the cost per acquisition, the cost per conversion. These are only five metrics. There are many more you can take a look at, but I like to look at these on an ongoing basis to stay up to date and on top of what's happening on the Pinterest channel. All these metrics you can find in your Pinterest dashboard, so there's not so much magic behind it, other than that you need to set up your Pinterest account correctly, you need to set up the audiences, the conversion goals, etc. correctly in order for you to see these metrics right in Pinterest. Or another way to look at these are custom dashboards, like we set them up for our clients, for example. And the advantage for a custom dashboard is that you can combine it with other metrics across other channels where you are active. For example, Facebook, Instagram, and other social media, for example. The other advantage that I see there is it sends some reports, so you can set it up to get a weekly report, send it automatically to you, and you can set up alerts, for example. And you can even calculate some custom metrics, which is also very nice and important feature in some situations that we see. Okay, so this was the conclusion basically for the Pinterest mini series. Again, there's more to come. At least I will mention some of the monthly or seasonal highlights that I see on the Pinterest accounts, and it's really interesting to see also how they change over time. As always, I wish you good luck and a lot of success in your initiatives. Take care.
When you are looking for inspiration and help with your digital marketing and growth initiatives, please check out our digital marketing agency, Vitagonia Digital. We provide a range of support from strategy to implementation tactics and optimization of digital marketing campaigns. From managed services to workshops and compact learning modules, our work supports you and your team. Discover more at vitagonia.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this episode interesting and helpful. Please rate and share this episode with your team, colleagues, and friends. You can find links to more information in the show notes of this episode.